Hello.
Hi, is this Timothy?
This is Tim.
Hi, Tim. This is Nicole from the Bank of Cardiff. Is this a good time to chat?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. I see you filled out a web registration and you were interested in some working capital.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm just going to confirm some info from you and then I'll answer any questions that you have, okay?
Okay.
Is the address over there 10998 South Willcrest Drive?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the name of the company?
Logisticians and technical experts.
Okay, and that's your DBA as well, I'm assuming. And is this number the best to reach you in case we get disconnected?
Yeah.
Okay. And Tim, are you the 100% owner over there?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so we have many different programs dis depending on
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. So we have many different programs depending on your specific needs. So why don't you kind of tell me what you're looking for and I'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah, well, I'm looking for some more working capital and stuff like that because I have some more employees that are coming in and stuff that I'll be hiring in and stuff like that. I have some that's for inventory management, stuff that I need to purchase, and office equipment that I need to purchase and stuff like that.
Okay. Inventory management and office equipment.
Yes.
Okay. And how many new employees do you have coming in?
I have about one, two, three, four, five, six.
Oh, about six. Okay, so you're looking for is that going to help with like payroll and things like that for them?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. How much are you looking for?
Well, I was looking between anywhere between between 50 and 75,000.
50 and 95.
Yeah.
Hey, Steven,
Okay,
by
50 to
chance?
95,000.
Yeah, this is Tyler. I'm calling
Okay, and you
about
said inventory management. What kind of inventory is that there that you would
Yeah,
need?
like, today.
Because what I have is,
Reach out
what is
to
the inventory items and stuff like that? I have a
Yeah, my name's Tyler, Tyler.
certain equipment that I use that I use to inventory the
858-4.
stuff that's on hand and stuff like that. But
858-4.
then I have to get the upgrade stuff like that.
One
And
four.
plus for my trucks, I have, because of the new DOT
Calling
policies
first
and stuff that's
about
coming
the
up,
car.
I have to get them the new the
Information.
ELD,
Yes,
the
see it.
electronic data log or log books and stuff like that for the trucks also.
Capital.
Okay.
Delete. Did we
So it's
see
just
the
a lot of
first
little
page of
stuff
the car?
there.
Please see it now.
Breaking it
Grab
down,
friendly
how
video.
much would be going towards
Choose now
the
for your
employees, the
car.
inventory, and then the office equipment?
Pre-approved for both. Equipment and
All of
office.
it.
Just wanted to circle back there with him
But
and cut off
like
my view
how much
before.
towards the new employees, and then how much towards the inventory, and then how much towards office equipment?
I appreciate it.
For the office equipment, that's roughly around let's see, because so ELDs that you price them. Two, four, six, six. For the for the office equipment, I'd say about $20,000 worth of office stuff.
Okay. And then how much towards the employees?
The employees is, I will use face amount because I have five or like 50 some thousand dollars for those guys.
Okay. Perfect. And how soon do you need this?
I'm looking to at least by the end of this month here at the latest.
Okay, so in about a month at the latest. Perfect. End of month. Okay. And you have you had a working capital loan before?
No.
Yes.
No.
No. Let me see. We have on file here, you had a loan back in June of 2015. Do you recall what that one was?
I think it was for... Yeah, I don't think it was for capital loan or anything like that. It was 2015?
Yeah.
But last year? I don't know where it was for. But I don't think it was for no capital or anything like that.
Okay, and you don't have any out currently right now?
No.
Okay, perfect. What did your gross annual sales look like last year?
It was, my gross annual sale last year was $274,000.
Okay, and how are they looking this year?
Right now, I'm at $185,000 right now.
Okay. Perfect. How long have you guys been in business?
Well, I've been 2013.
You started in 2013. And you said you were the 100% owner?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And have you guys, have you went to your bank for any kind of financing or anything like that yet?
No, I haven't went to the bank yet. Mm-mm.
Do you plan on it, or do you just kind of want to keep that separate?
Yeah, I'll probably start to keep that separate and stuff like that.
Okay. So is this the first, are we the first that you're kind of looking into at this point? Okay, perfect. Okay. And based on the loan itself, I know, you know, with new employees and things like that, if you can kind of just give a guesstimate on what your return on investment would be for the loan, like how much money can you make off of it?
Hold on, ma'am. Hold on just a second.
Mm-hmm.
1496. You just have 858. 252. 1496. Plus, you can talk soon. Seriously. Hey, Mark, is Earl in by chance? You might be able to help me out if he's a little busy at the moment. I'm trying to follow up with some financing the business did. Is there maybe a controller, an office manager, anyone like that that helps with the finances I could speak to? I gotcha. Yeah, do you mind maybe passing along a note there, or if there's a voicemail, email, whatever. My name's Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, and I'm calling Williams. I'm calling with Cardiff, spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank. And, my direct dial is 858-252-1496. I'm trying to follow up here. We had extended an offer to the business about 2 weeks ago, it looks like. We had been pre-approved for some equipment and working capital, right around $250K. I just wanted to touch base there with Earl, kind of see how business was going, if you have anything planned here in the near future. Do you know if he's mentioned anything about any equipment or projects he's looking to tackle? Does Earl have an email there or anything like that, just so he has a copy there of the offer when you send that over? No, yeah, that's fine. If you could just pass on that information and let him know and call. If he is at all interested or has plans there going down the road, just let him know to reach out. That's my direct dial, so it'll take him right to me. I appreciate it. You too. How do you not know the fucking company's email? Mm-hmm.